Moral affliction. When we fall into sin, we hurt ourselves. We may think it is good and benefits us in some way, but it stains our soul, our mind, and our character. We should run from it, but we do not, because we yet have a sinful mindset and we seek fulfillment and pleasure. Such is the moral affliction that we all harbour in our psyche, and that keeps us from the deep grace that extends from the heart of our loving God. We all harbour any number of sins, though mostly we do not recognise, and these sins drag us down and disadvantage us in our progress to holiness. We would seek to be good, but need the continual refining of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to teach us the way and how to walk in it. The good we would theoretically like to do eludes us, and we fall into sinful and lazy ways of thinking and being. The Apostle Paul suffered the same symptoms of this moral disease, and we learn from him and are encouraged. We seek the moral strength that we gain from the personal study of the Word of God, and ask God to give us a sensitive conscience that will alert us to the bad attitudes we all harbour. We give our life daily to the Lord for his service and not our own selfishness. The Lord will surely help those who diligently seek his ways and seek holiness in thought and deed. We lay all our burdens at his feet and practice everyday obedience to the Lord our God. We all suffer from moral affliction, and we encourage each other to holy living and following the narrow way. It leads to heaven and glory, and we subdue all our preponderance to sin and fight the fight of faith that we will overcome. Let us not flounder in the pit of sin, but find rest and peace with God through the cross of Christ. Let us repent before him and be forgiven. We gain the victory in him alone, for all power belongs to Jesus. We follow him, who we desire above all other things.